Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Astrology with Alice. I'm your host, Alice Bell, and today is Monday, April 8th. Happy solar eclipse, everyone. There is a solar eclipse in Aries taking place today. We will, of course, be getting into all things related to the solar eclipse in a second. I am recording this about a week ahead of time, so I'm not exactly sure how the solar eclipse will play out. When you're listening to this, I'm actually in Italy right now finalizing things for my wedding, which is coming up in exactly 2 months from today. But it is interesting because the Aries solar eclipse is really important for my relationship chart. Me and my fiance have a Libra rising composite chart. So the solar eclipse is taking place in our seventh house. And if you listen to the episode I put out in January about tips for using astrology when dating, I talk about how important these, when transits to the first and seventh house of the composite chart, are so pivotal for seeing turning points in a relationship. So it's interesting that like we're traveling together and finalizing like a major event in our relationship with this eclipse. Yeah, but I am sad I'm not getting to see it in America. I'm so jealous of anyone that is getting to see it. But for anyone that thinks astrology isn't real, there's a solar eclipse in my ninth house and I'm traveling internationally. It doesn't get much more literal than that. That's all I have to say. Okay, let's get into the astrology for the week ahead. Kicking things off on Monday, April 8th, we're starting the week off with kind of intense energy. Obviously, the main event for today is this solar eclipse in Aries, and the eclipse goes exact right around 2:20 p.m. Eastern. So if you're in parts of America where it's visible, and you can easily Google that and be like, where can I see the solar eclipse? There's like a map where it'll show you the trajectory. Even though with the transits, I'm seeing the eclipse were happening right around 2:20 p.m. Eastern, I still looked it up online for when it would be the best time to go out and look at it. And it said between 2:27 p.m. and 3:35 p.m. Eastern. So you may want to take that into consideration. But back to the astrology of things. Leading up to the 2:20 p.m. Eastern time marker on Monday afternoon, like throughout Monday morning and before we reach that time, you could feel kind of anxious or on edge or just very low energy, like not a lot is taking place, but also maybe like an unsettling type of energy, especially because this is an eclipse. And that's usually how I feel in the approach to even a new moon. So it gets a little bit more magnified with a solar eclipse. So if you do feel that way, see if you notice a shift in like how you're feeling as we cross over and get into the mid to late afternoon, evening time, Eastern on Monday. It may be interesting to even track like, how do you start to get more emails come in on Monday afternoon or things suddenly start to pick up a bit more? It's really wild how like exactly when the new moon takes place, it's like, okay, a new lunar cycle has started. Let's get going. So keep track of that on Monday. Looking at specifics of this solar eclipse, it's taking place at 19 degrees of Aries. So people with Aries angles, like a mid Aries midheaven, Aries ascendant, Aries descendant, or Aries planets right around this degree marker of 19, give or take like 3 degrees on each side, you'll likely feel the impact of this eclipse the most. And just as a disclaimer, like anyone who has Libra and Aries prominently in their chart in general, like if Libra or Aries is your sun, moon, or rising, or your chart ruler is in one of these signs, you're going through more major life changes than most of us from spring of 2023 through the spring of 2025. So recognize that and know that this 2-year period, there's a lot of shifts going on for you. Eclipses are a huge deal when they happen in your sign. And this is only the second of 3 Aries solar eclipses that are taking place. So it's interesting to look back at like what was occupying your mind last spring when the first Aries solar eclipse took place on April 19th, 2023. It's like you're building upon those themes represented by the Aries ruled house of your chart and seeing how another chapter is unfolding in that area of your life. And so, yeah, then this is the second eclipse on April 8th, 2024. And then we get a final Aries solar eclipse on March 29th, 2025. So it's kind of the halfway marker. Like, you're not totally done seeing changes take place. Or when I say changes, it could be like major endings or major new beginnings taking place in that Aries ruled house of your chart. Unlike a lunar eclipse, where there's heightened activity and whatever you've been working on is made more visible, or you're seeing results or like a ton of change take place at the time of a lunar eclipse. With a solar eclipse, you know that you're pivoting in a new direction somehow. Like, new ideas might be coming to you, or you're feeling the need to make some type of change in your life. But whatever will unfold from this eclipse isn't visible quite yet. Like, you're starting to pivot in that different direction, but it will still take several weeks and even several months for you to fully see the developments occur in that area of your life. So yeah, check the Aries ruled house to see where you're getting that new beginning take place. I also went over this in my Substack, Aries Season Monthly Horoscopes. I went over super in depth on what both of the eclipses mean for each rising sign, if you want to check that out. Even though this eclipse is playing out in different areas of the chart for you than it is for someone else, we still have to consider Aries keywords in general for like how this eclipse might be felt on a more global scale, or just how everyone is kind of feeling collectively. And Aries is a lot about being more assertive and direct about what you want and developing greater confidence and independence and really taking initiative. You may find in the coming weeks that you're way more motivated to just like put yourself out there or start something new without worrying about all the planning and details that go into it. So this eclipse is a lot higher energy than the ones we got in the fall. The ones in the fall were honestly miserable. Like, these have to be better. Also, when interpreting this eclipse, we have to look at where the ruler of Aries is. Where's the ruler of the eclipse? And Mars is currently in Pisces, coming up on a very close conjunction with Saturn. The conjunction is almost exact at the time of the eclipse. It goes exact actually on Wednesday, but we have this intense buildup to that Mars-Saturn conjunction over the next couple of days at the start of the week. So what I'm about to say about this Mars-Saturn conjunction, you can apply this energy to your entire work week, not just Monday. But basically, it could feel that over the coming days that you're having to put a lot of hard effort and intense focus into something, or you're being urged to slow down and just kind of focus on like one singular task. And that may take you, I don't know, it may require a lot more energy and just longer periods of time. Like, Saturn tends to slow things down and delay whatever you're working on and really make sure you've got a clear picture of what is my energy going towards? Is this task absolutely worth my time and effort? Mars-Saturn conjunctions can also bring up feelings of burnout, because it just may feel like you're giving and giving and doing all this work. And it's like, when is the end here? So if you are feeling like that this week, try to go easy on yourself, get what needs to be done, but then don't try to push yourself to accomplish a lot this week. Outside of work, it may be in relationships, there's kind of some tense conflict that could come up, because Mars is kind of about confrontation and Saturn is about facing the reality of a situation. So it could be that you're like, okay, I really need to stand up for myself in this relationship, or I need to address these underlying problems I've been having with someone. I can't put this off anymore. I think of Saturn really in terms of mortality. So having Mars trigger Saturn with this transit, it could be that over the coming days, you're feeling more aware of how you're aging, or there's this feeling that time is running out and you need to act on something that you've been putting off. It's like, I can't, like, life is short. I need to do this for myself. Overall, like, Mars Saturn is, that's like the hardest planetary aspect you can have with astrology, in my opinion. So I wouldn't expect this to be a fun, light week. If you are feeling super stressed out or weighed down at this moment, know that it'll lift in the coming days, just not this week. Just be patient. Like, Saturn requires a lot of patience. Okay, I had a couple other things I wanted to say about the eclipse before we can move on. Just looking at what aspects the eclipse is making to other planets. It's not making any huge aspects to other planets, but the eclipse will be exactly conjunct Chiron. There may be this element of actively healing an insecurity that you've been holding on to for a while, or feelings of unworthiness and really wanting to move past that and really confront any painful, repressed emotions and work on healing those things. Finally, the eclipse makes a loose conjunction with Mercury retrograde happening in Aries. So this eclipse could possibly represent a new start with communication-based work. Like maybe this is when you get an aha moment about a piece of writing that you need to do, or a course you want to start teaching, or online content that you want to put out there. You're learning how to be more assertive with your ideas and your opinions and effectively communicate what you want. Okay, finally, we're moving on to Tuesday, April 9th. The moon moves into Taurus right around 8 a.m. Eastern. So for those of us in America, we're starting the workday off likely feeling much more grounded and focused than we did on Monday. And if you're in time zones ahead, it could be a slower start to your day with the moon hanging out at the end of Aries. So until we hit that 8 a.m. Eastern mark, you may not feel as productive. But with the moon moving into Taurus and remaining in Taurus for all of Tuesday, you could be practicing greater patience, or it's easier to just get necessary work done that you need to. However, when the moon does move into Taurus, it will immediately square Pluto in Aquarius for the whole morning Eastern time. So there may be something you're a bit fixated on, or you're trying to release your need to control everything at that time. Or you could encounter like kind of control issues with someone you're interacting with. The moon will also start applying to a sextile with the Mars-Saturn conjunction in Pisces. So this is good and helpful because it gives supporting energy to accomplish whatever is demanding all of your energy at the moment. I overall see Tuesday as likely being a busier day with a lot of errands and responsibilities that you need to take care of. Like, this is not a good week to relax and take a vacation. Yeah, that's kind of just an overarching theme for the entire week. But returning to like just the moon being in Taurus in general for Tuesday and Wednesday, this could be a great time to get more in touch with your physical body or nature. So you may want to calm down by taking a walk, doing gentle exercise, tending to self-care activities. Really try to treat yourself with greater compassion and love this week. Moving on to Wednesday, April 10th, the moon is still in Taurus all day, but it'll be applying to a conjunction with Jupiter. This hopefully also helps to counteract the difficulty presented by Mars conjunct Saturn going exact on this day. So all that stuff I talked about with Mars and Saturn and being like kind of stressed out, that peak of that is Wednesday. But having the moon come into contact with Jupiter, maybe you're able to step back and see the bigger picture, or have greater faith that whatever you're putting your effort into right now will turn out well at the end of the day. Could also be that you're more interested in education or spirituality on this day. So you might be teaching yourself a new fact or piece of information, or you're reading a long-form article or listening to an educational podcast. Little things like that would be great for Wednesday. However, Jupiter is also a planet that amplifies whatever it touches. So you could also feel like your emotions are kind of extreme, like a lot of highs, but then also some lows throughout Wednesday. Like everything, you're just feeling a lot more intensely. Now we're to Thursday, April 11th. The moon moves into Gemini right around 9 a.m. Eastern. If you're up at work before then, or if you're in time zones ahead, again, you're going to have a slower start to your day because the moon will be void of course at the end of Taurus. So likely not a lot going on until we hit 9 a.m. Eastern. I see Thursday again as being pretty busy, even busier than the days before it, if that's possible, because the moon is in the communicative sign of Gemini. So think calls, meetings, outreach for work, connecting with friends, maybe even traveling somewhere or having to like go across town to catch up with a friend for coffee, or taking a day trip to another place for your job. It may also be that creative ideas come to you. There's a lot of like mental energy going on Thursday with the moon in Gemini, and it sextiles Venus in Aries, which gives it that kind of creative spin. So if there is brainstorming you need to do on Thursday, or there's some type of creative hobby or something where you just are allowed more creative freedom, that would be great to schedule in for Thursday. Even though the peak of that Mars-Saturn conjunction was on Wednesday, it's now separating on Thursday. But with the moon moving into Gemini, it will square that conjunction, which is still pretty close. So it triggers it even more so than when the moon was in Taurus. And when we have a bigger transit like this Mars-Saturn one, sometimes it takes the moon activating it from a conjunction, opposition, or a square, which it is in this case, for its energy to really be noticeable. In addition, the sun and Mercury are meeting up at the exact same degree of Aries, 22 degrees to be exact. So this marks the halfway point of Mercury retrograde, and it also begins a new cycle between the sun and Mercury. So think of this day, Thursday, April 11th, as Mercury's new moon phase. And Mercury and the sun, this cycle that's starting on Thursday will not complete until this happens again during the next Mercury retrograde, which is not until, I believe, August. So yeah, this may be when new ideas for writing or speaking related work begin to come to you. I think I brought that up in terms of solar eclipse as well. So Mercury really is a key player this week too. And you could develop whatever is started now in terms of writing or speaking or content creation. You're developing that over the next several months up until that next Mercury retrograde. So if you're a writer, for example, maybe you have an idea for a future book or a major article or a newsletter you want to start, and it comes to you around this time. And that idea continues to build and build and be a bigger theme that you're working on throughout the spring and summer. The Mercury synodic cycle, which is the cycle Mercury has with the sun, is so fascinating to me. I did a whole newsletter on it about how to track it and optimize times for writing or starting like teaching or presentation type work. It's really interesting to see like when it's time to go public with those types of things and when you're more in a brainstorming type of energy. And it's very much still in the brainstorming stages because we're having that like brand new cycle begin on Thursday. So keep that in mind if communication-based tasks are a huge part of what you do at work. Now we're to Friday, April 12th. The moon is still in Gemini, but it's exactly square to Mars and Saturn in Pisces, right around 10 a.m. Eastern to 2 p.m. Eastern. So if you're in America, the majority of your Friday, honestly, if you're in time zones ahead too, you're still going to feel this applying square aspect. So all of what I say will apply to you as well. But unfortunately, not a very chill Friday. You're likely still going to be pretty busy. All the themes I've kept reiterating throughout this podcast will still apply to Friday. And your mind might be pulled in a million directions on this day, or you're juggling a lot of smaller tasks at once. And this might not necessarily be stressful or hard. It could just be that there's a lot going on. Like your group chat is really active, or a lot of people want you to meet up with them on Friday or headed into the weekend. It could just be that you feel a little anxious or just like it's hard to mentally relax. So try to be mindful of being present in your body because it may be more challenging to do that on Friday. I also still see Friday as another day of accomplishing what absolutely needs to get done and can't be put off a second further. And if you're wanting further insight on like where you're feeling all this busyness or juggling a lot and having a lot going on in your life, you're looking at the house ruled by Gemini as well as the house ruled by Pisces, because it's that square is activating those two houses in your chart. So for example, that Mars-Saturn conjunction's in my eighth house and it's getting triggered by the moon as we head into the weekend. So I literally have to do the most tedious eighth house theme activity ever. I have to file all my taxes and count up every single expense over the last year as we head into Friday and the weekend. So it brings in that eighth house topic of money and money, especially that I owe to other people, which is what taxes is. So yeah, that's what I'll be doing this weekend. Moving on to Saturday, April 13th, we start to calm down a bit as we get into Saturday and Sunday. For Saturday morning, Eastern time, and majority of your day if you're in time zones ahead, the moon will be at the tail end of Gemini squaring Neptune. So definitely a sleepier start to your Saturday and your weekend in general. Or you may feel just kind of emotionally sensitive throughout a large part of Saturday. Just try to take it easy. This week that we're coming off of was intense. It demanded a lot of your energy. So allow yourself to rest on Saturday. The moon will move into Cancer a little before 2 p.m. Eastern. But this also has to do with getting more in touch with your emotions or probably feeling a bit more introverted, especially if you're a fire sign rising, Leo, Sag, Aries risings. Moon in Cancer is like we're keeping to ourselves. But yeah, the moon in Cancer will be a nice relief. You could feel more focused on family connections or seeing your closest friends, not really wanting to see a lot of people, but only like the people that are most meaningful to you. Or it could be that you want to stay in and organize your home and clean out your closet, like do some spring cleaning on Saturday. Then we're closing out the week on Sunday, April 14th. There's definitely more action taking place on Sunday than there is on Saturday because the moon is making so many aspects to other planets throughout Sunday. So first, the moon is trining Saturn and Mars in Pisces, and it'll also square Venus and Mercury in Aries. So Sunday's going to be noticeably more active. Like maybe you have more social plans come up on Sunday rather than on Saturday. And if you're deciding between the two of when it would be better to see a friend and hang out, I would choose Sunday over Saturday. You could also feel more motivated to run errands, tend to a bit of work and like prepare for the week that's approaching. Or you're just wanting to get out of the house and do something. Like maybe there's more pent up energy that's building inside of you on Sunday. With the trine between the moon in Cancer and Mars and Saturn in Pisces. So having these two water signs activated, you may be having more emotionally charged conversations with people, or you're feeling more at peace with your emotions. Like if you were super anxious at the end of the week because that we have the moon in Gemini squaring Mars and Saturn, you may just feel more at peace and not so worked up as you have been. Okay, that wraps it up for this week. Just want to remind everyone, we've got this. The rest of the spring will likely be a lot better after we get past these couple of tough transits this week, like that solar eclipse and then Mars Saturn. So stay hopeful and stay patient. And I'll see everyone back here next time.